It's all about me, DCP.
Well, folks, can you believe it? After almost breaking his neck for a second time, DCP, Derek Cheap Shot Parks, has returned to WWA. And as you've just heard, he's coming out here to address Michael Morrison, our new television champion. Chris Ross is still recovering on the outside from the Thunderstruck, and mark my words, if Chris Ross knew DCP was in the Cincinnati arena, Chris Ross might be tearing this place apart with his bare hands.
Just in case you don't know just who I am, I'm not the Hawaiian shirt wearing freaking major. I'm not the Midnight Rider. I don't refer to myself as a wrestling god or your messiah. I don't try to shove my products down your throat. I'm not a black knight, nor am I your Latin prince. I don't consider myself a heartthrob, and my name's not Daryl. It's DCP, Derek Cheap Shot Parks. You know, I just wanted to come out here tonight and congratulate you on your win, Mike. It seems that you have become quite the world television champion these days. I gotta tell you, you're no DCP. Yeah, I've heard the comments you made about me over the last couple of months. You claim that you're better than me. You claim that I'm a joke. You claim that I'm an embarrassment to the WEWA. All I have to say to that is if you want some of my good, my bad, and my ugly, I'll be more than happy to give it to you. You see, just a little over 24 hours ago, I was cleared by the doctors, and I'm officially back on the WEWA roster. I'll be making my return to that squared circle at Last Ride. And in my return match, my opponent is going to be you, Mike. That's right, DCP versus Mike Morrison. So be prepared for a GDU ass whipping, because it's a-coming. And it's going to be the worst beating of your life. Oh, and Mike, one last thing. Our match at Last Rites, it's going to be for the WWA World Television Championship. See your ass in the ring. Great.
I
got to
tell you, folks. Just the thought of Derek Cheap Shot Parks, DCP, going one-on-one with greatness Mike Morrison in 3 weeks is enough to make me wish tonight was our iPay-per-view last right. But I'm not going to live in the future because the future is now. In fact, let's greet the future of eWrestling.org. It's our World Heavyweight Champion, Daryl Bazal.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next contest is scheduled for one fall and will be for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Coming down the aisle, accompanied by his valet Alexis and his manager Teddy Valentine, from Edmond, Michigan, he is the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, and he calls himself the future. This is Daryl Bazal!
Entering the ring with an arrogant smirk on his face, Bazal shoos the fans away with a mere wave of his hand. And I believe it was Daryl Bazal's first interview that stated last week for the first time, the very first time, that Mr. Petit and Rick Righteous had aligned themselves together and were poised for a serious run at the World Heavyweight Championship. But if you listen to Petit and Rick speak about each other in public, the venom is so thick and so dangerously potent, you have to ask the question. It practically begs it. Are Bazal's words really that credible? Think about it, folks. If Daryl Bazal is indeed right and defeats Jack Craven here tonight, like many think he will, what's that going to mean for the young man from Edmond, Michigan when it comes to his relationship with BACW heavyweight champion Rick Righteous? Although I don't have the answers to those very difficult questions, I know a man who might. And here he comes.
And his opponent, parting the curtains and coming down the aisle, from Detroit, Michigan, he's the immortal, Jack Craven!
JK, baby! Woo!
You know, sometimes I'm just not sure why Jack Craven says the things that he said. But Craven did state last week that by him winning the World Heavyweight title, not only was it bad for WWA, but it was bad for Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. And when I heard that, I was a bit taken back. Here you have a young man who can have the world at his fingertips. But when you listen to the comments that I just said he made, it's almost as if Craven is just going through the motions here at eWrestling.org. Look, whatever the case, if Jack Craven is not 110% focused tonight, he is not going to stand a chance against the Boy Wonder Bizarre. Well, folks, the time for talk is over. The referee has called for the bell. And here we go! Craven turns to pull his knee pads up, and Bizarre charges in, looking for an early advantage. Hearing the footstep, Craven spins around and lifts the big boot, smacking Bizarre right in the face. And down goes the World Heavyweight Champion, pulling Bizarre from his side and straightening up into the turnbuckle. Craven unleashes a picture frame back elbow smash that rattles the jaw of the champion, and up and over. Kick toss out of the corner. You can tell by his expression that now Bizarre is feeling the impact of that very powerful move. Closing in with an arm lock, Jack Craven slows the pace down and pulling upward on Darryl's elbow, creating an intense pressure against the joint. The champion fights through the egg, forcing an upright position, pushing off the nylon and tossing Craven into the opposite ropes. That breaks the hold, and off the rebound, here comes Jack Craven into the center of the ring, lowering his gravity. Bizarre twists into a killer power slam, and my God, did you see the ring shake from the force of that move? Is this Bizarre something else or what? Hooking the leg, Bizarre puts Craven's shoulders to the canvas for the 1, 2, 3, but Jack manages to get his shoulder up before the three count, and Bizarre seems to have shaken off the earlier sting and pulling Craven off his feet by the hair. The world champion just tossed the challenger into the ropes, setting up shop on the logo. Here comes Craven up the rebound and loading up with an awesome spine buster. Jack Craven rides on the canvas in pain. Bizarre pushes the shoulders down for the second time, and Craven immediately kicks out before the referee can even reach one, and that indicates that the immortal one still has 20 in the tank, yanking Jack Craven back to both feet. Bizarre seems to be going for a gorilla press slam, but Craven is quick to rake the eyes, temporarily blinding the champion and halting the offense. Boot to the stomach by Craven and jamming Bizarre's head between his thighs. Up and down with the hellacious powerbomb. And did you see Bizarre's head rattle against the logo? My God, what an impact. Hooking the leg for the cover of the count. 1, 2, 3, Bizarre kicks out, and this one's gonna continue. This match has gone back and forth, but can you only believe that we've only been seeing action in the ring for about 15 minutes? This contest is only 15 minutes young. Blatant chokehold by Craven forces the referee to put on the 5 count and breaking the hold at 4. Craven tells Bizarre to stay down. Taking the action back into the upright position, Craven puts Bizarre into the ropes for a third time, and here comes Bizarre off the nylon with a full head of steam, launching Bizarre into the air in a cartwheel fashion. Darryl lands on his feet, countering the back body, and Craven turns, locking his powerful arms and twisting his torso. Bizarre connects with the picture perfect belly-to-belly suplex, and is it me, or are the fans actually starting to cheer for Darryl Bizarre? Mounted punches find a home on Jack Craven's feet, and looking to put an end to this contest, Bizarre calls for a torture rack, lifting Craven up into the air. The challenger just countered with the surprise twist of fate. Well, surprise cover, 1, 2, kick out by the champion, and whoa, Nelly, this one's gonna continue. Fans, Jack Craven seems to be pulling out all the stops tonight, and boy was I wrong when I said Craven wasn't gonna be prepared for this epic battle. Digging in and yanking both arms back, Craven cinches in his nighttime camouflage finisher, and this could be all she wrote. Craven's gonna defeat Bizarre old school BACW style. Darryl is desperately trying to reach the ropes, but I'm not sure he's got enough arm length to grab the nylon. It seems as if he's only about an inch away, and Bizarre is fading fast. One last grasp, one last reach. Bizarre has the ropes, and Craven is furious, breaking the hold and yanking Bizarre back into the ring by the wrestling boot. Craven applies a jack attack. Jack attack, fall down to the ring. What the hell? Down the island into the ring with a steel chair comes Mr. Matini, wrestling.org owner, and I bet he's here to protect his Kavanaugh versus Bizarre main event at last race. Craven releases the jack attack and turning around, he's in time, he drives a big boot into Matisse's face and toppling the eWrestling.org owner out of the ring and onto his ass. Down onto the forgiving concrete floor goes Mr. Matisse. That son of a bitch Matisse was trying to scoop Craven out of defeating Bizarre. I just know it. Someone needs to help Jeff Craven. Someone needs to keep Matisse out of the ring. Craven turns and continues. Oh, Bizarre! coming on, the former World Heavyweight Champion in Kavanaugh isn't in New York. He's right here in Cincinnati. Mr. Petit got caught with his pants down. He is completely shocked. And as Kavanaugh chases the eWrestling.org owner around the ring, Mizov is calling for his light of judgment finisher. Sliding into the ring is Petit, and as Mizov jacks up Craven into the air, Kavanaugh tackles with the old bullpen just fell into the back of Mizov's leg. The juicy Mizov's ankle roll under. Craven's on top. The referee's in position. One, two, three. Oh my God, we have a brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. I don't believe it. Jack Craven has done the impossible. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, folks. Mr. Petit stopped the damn referee from counting, and security is now flooding the ring at his request. Daryl Bazov is writhing on the canvas. He is screaming that his ankle has been snapped, that he has broken his leg, or maybe Piper extended his knee. And folks, if that is indeed true, you can forget about his match against Kavanaugh at Last Rites, or quite possibly, depending on the severity, his entire career here in WWE. Vince, Jack Craven, and I don't blame him, is now demanding the world title, and if Bazov cannot continue, then Craven should be given the belt. Strip Bazov of the title, I say, and award the belt to the immortal one. That's the only thing you can do, Matee. That would be sweet justice after stripping him of his Hall of Fame honors. Folks, Mr. Petit is trying to help Bazov to his feet, but Daryl is in an extreme amount of pain. He cannot put any pressure on that ankle, folks. Daryl Bazov is one of the toughest individuals in WWA, and for him to be grounded and say that he can't get up has to just show you how bad that knee is actually hurting him. Folks, Mr. Petit has a microphone, and through a sea of security, he's going to address a very confused issue right now in this ring as to who is our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion.
Whoa, 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 hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, give it that dang belt, Craven. Hey, get in the penis, Jack Craven. You are not, and I repeat, not the World Heavyweight Champion. Never have been and never will be. Boy, you had your chance back in the day, and trust me, boy, when I say you sang a hand and they almost killed the company. Never again, Jack. Jack, give me that belt. Yeah, son, you can't compete. I tell you, boy, here in WWA, we have a motto. Fantastic factories. Glorious defeats, and Daryl, son, please tell me if you're done. I see you can't compete, you can't even talk. Mike, Jack, hey, y'all better get those smart-ass looks off your faces before I knock them off. See, boy, before Mike pulls his little stunt tonight, Daryl, Rick, and I signed our own little personal contract. It stated that if Daryl Bazov was severely injured by Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh in any way, shape, or form, then Daryl Bazov would be given the power to immediately pick a replacement to continue his match. So by the power vested in me by Mr. Bazov himself, that the eWrestling.org strips Daryl Bazov of his world title, declaring the belt now vacant. And with that vacancy comes a challenger for you, Jack Craven. A challenger like one you've never experienced before. But before I announce who will be Kavanaugh and Craven, Mike Kavanaugh, you have been banned from the building. Now get him out of here, security.
Fuck all of you.
Wait a minute. Fans, what the hell kind of shenanigans is this? If Bazov is too injured, then he gets to pick a replacement to continue the match? You've got Mr. Petit. Hey, look, in my opinion, if Petit didn't stop the referee from counting Bazov's shoulders to the canvas, Jack Craven would be the new World Heavyweight Champion. Daryl Bazov is now being carried to the back. And who knows if this was his last match in WWA. We're going to have to see what the MRI or x-rays bring back to us on his ankle and his knee. It seems like his whole leg is screwed up. If it is, then Mike Kavanaugh has just made good on his promise to rid WWA of Daryl Bazov once and for all. with Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh now banned from the building, and after 35 minutes of hell, Jack Craven is going to be asked to wrestle yet another match, and one he didn't even have time to prepare for. This is completely ridiculous, Petey. How can you do that to Craven after all these loyal years?
Oh, shut your mouth, Promo! Shut your dang mouth! Because I can break you just as quick as I made you! Ladies and gentlemen, this man who is to replace Daryl Bazaar is the one, the only, Rick Righteous!
Down the aisle and shedding his sequin robe, Righteous dives into the ring and Craven immediately tags with the series of elbow drops to the back of Rick's head, pulling Righteous off the canvas. A split cover Craven goes to apply the Jack Attack boom out, and Righteous counters with the right bow stunner under the legs. 1, 2, 3, I don't believe that we have a brand new Wrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the match by pinfall and new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
I don't believe it, and neither can Jack Craven. Rolling from the ring and trying to shake the cobwebs out from the right move stunner, Craven was so close, he could almost taste the World Heavyweight Championship. And fans, in light of his shocking title change, we aren't even close to finished with this card, because in just a few moments, we're going to see if Lee Real can defend his WWA International Heavyweight Championship against the sexiest man alive, Magnum Grandel.
Are you tired of wearing t-shirts from worthless punks like Chris Rom?
We're tired of you coming out here.
Or Lee Real,
can
buy from the Greatness Collection, where we have a special deal for you tonight, Mr. Promo.
I don't want a
buy
deal.
Buy three shirts of the WWE's World Television Champion and receive 10 cents off of one shirt's regular price.
10 cents?
And if you call now, we'll include a free Mike Morrison poster. You only have to pay the shipping and handling. That costs $45.
$45?
Don't
wait,
miss
less
this
than a
great
soda.
Opportunity. Call 1-800-GREATNESS or 1-800-TV-CHAMP. We accept all major credit cards. And now, I have a debit machine.
Well, folks, I don't know what to tell you. The annoying vendor for Mike Morrison has now appeared, and he's shilling more greatness stuff. Rick Righteous is the new World Heavyweight Champion, and good Lord, we need a break. Let's get out of here.